went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us. Tonight, we'll be focusing on the big CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinal first leg match between host Toronto FC and the Los Angeles Galaxy with our special guest, the assistant coach of the Galaxy, Rochester's own Dave Sarakin. Dick Howard will also have the latest news on the match from Toronto, as well as commentary on the firing of Chelsea manager Andres Villas-Boas. And 1 week from tonight, the Rochester Lancers will have the second match in their MISL Eastern Conference Series against the Baltimore Blast from the Blue Cross Arena. Jeremy Ortiz will be with us later in the show to talk about that. And we will have a pack of four tickets to give away for that big match next Monday night. And, of course, Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll be broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Arena next Monday as we look forward to the MISL playoffs. Let's bring in now Sam Monjovi. Sam, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me on again.
And also joining us now, the host of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, live from beautiful, warm Florida, Joe Sirianni. Joe's segment brought to you by New Way Auto Parts, six locations in the Rochester area. Go to hanauto.com. That's hahnauto.com for more information. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. Certainly, the weather in Florida is a big contrast with the weather that I hear you guys having in Rochester. But then again, tomorrow is going to be 65, I hear.
So in Rochester or in Florida?
In Rochester. In Rochester.
Now, so, Wednesday it's supposed to be 65, but, yeah, we're looking forward to getting the snow off the ground here. But, Joe, go ahead.
Well, you know, David, there's a lot of things going on in Florida pertaining to soccer. The North American Soccer League is alive and kicking. They get ready to launch their season. But also, you know, we talked about the United States women's soccer team, the dreadful defeat by Japan, a 1-0 loss. And, you know, it kind of hurts. But then, you know, on the positive side, we got to talk about the men's team beating Italy. 1-0, and
you know,
I have to say that although I was told which way to go, I was for the United States because Italy, you know, it's an established nation in soccer, and we coming along, and there was a positive step in the right direction for the United States.
Well, let's put the men to the side. They always say ladies first, and this was the big news of the day, that the U.S. women's national team was beaten by Japan today 1-0. That's the first time the two countries have met since the World Cup final last year. It was Megumi Takashi on a header, the only chance that Japan had the entire match, and they scored on it. And the U.S. was shut out for the first time in 58 matches. And the U.S. did very well in the match, according to Twitter commentary, as the match was not broadcasted on television. But the U.S. will play Sweden now on March 7th. That's this Wednesday, kicking off at 5:15 in the morning for all of you early risers. Again, not available on TV, but on Twitter. Sweden lost to Germany 4-0 today, so Germany will face Japan in a rematch of the quarterfinals of the World Cup that was held over last
That should be a very good game to watch, too.
Certainly Germany has revenge on their mind. They're not going to be in the Olympics because they didn't make the semifinals of the World Cup in their own country. So this is Germany's big match of the year. So, but Abby Wambach was substituted in the second half for Sydney LaRue. Alex Morgan had the best chance for the U.S. She hit the upright in the 26th minute, but there wasn't a lot of chances in this match. The U.S. had better possession, but Joe, Japan cashed in on their only chance, and just like they did in the World Cup on a corner kick, the U.S. could not defend it, and the Japanese proving they are the best team in the world right now.
Well, Andrew, what does it say about United States soccer? I mean, you know, the way they're approaching, you know, this game and the way they're going to go into the Olympics. I mean, certainly there is a lot of work to be done. You know, it's the second time that Japan beating us, and this first time that they've been held scoreless. And here we got Abby Wambach, we got you know, all this firepower, and nobody can score. I mean, what does it say? Do they get the proper service? Is the midfielder working correctly? How do you see that?
Well, again, we couldn't really see what happened in the match, but based on the reports, Japan played a very tight game in the back, and they just tried to limit the U.S.'s chances and tried to get the one opportunity to put the ball in the net, because they had to win this match, don't forget. The U.S., if they tied 0-0, it was a group match, so U.S. would have gone through. So the Japan needed to get a goal, and they ended up getting it. So, you can't give up, Sam, set pieces like that and let the opposition score on them, especially with just 6-7 minutes left in the contest.
Well, I think out of all the teams the U.S. plays, it seems like Japan is the most frustrating, because Japan, from what I remember in the World Cup too, is they're one of the better possession teams. They check to the ball out there. And I saw one of the quotes on the internet today that Japan is the closest thing to the Barcelona style in the women's game. A lot of movement, a lot of when they lose the ball, a lot of pressure to get the ball back. I think the U.S., they're used to being able to, with their speed and technicality, get the ball, move the ball up. With a team like Japan, if they lose the ball, they chase you, and they're always checking to the ball. So it's a high-pressure game. The players are more apt to maybe make some mistakes when they're not used to that kind of pressure.
I tell you, it's taking advantage of your opportunities. Japan had only one corner kick, they scored on it. They had one shot in the second half, it was that corner kick and the header, and they scored on it. So, again, this is...
Let's call it luck, right?
It's a competition that is... It's a friendly competition. It does have meaning, but, again, I think this may be good for the U.S. They have to realize that, hey, everyone's going to be gunning for them in the Olympic Games, and Japan's going to be there. Sweden will be there. Brazil, we haven't even talked about Brazil. I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams gunning for the U.S., so I think if you're going to lose a match, this is the time to do it, and I think the U.S. has a lot to learn from this. But, Joe, let's talk about more happy things. Let's talk about the U.S. men defeating Italy for the first time ever. And I tell you what, Clint Dempsey better be the feature player for the United States in the run-up to the next World Cup, because he is just absolutely on fire right now. He had a pair of goals for Fulham in their 5-0 win over Wolves on Saturday. He's, like, I believe, in number 7 right now scoring in the Premiership, which is just incredible. And, of course, he had the only goal against Italy. So he's doing fantastic right now for the United States.
Well, let me tell you, just like I said before, I was very happy. I was torn. I'm very happy that the United States won. I am very happy about the performance of the game. Michael Bradley played a tremendous game, in the midfield. And, you know, Italy had a few chances, especially toward the end. But, Howard was completely unbeatable. I mean, it was a great game. As far as I can see, I'm happy for the United States. And, on the other hand, I think that Italy has a lot of things to get together, because they're not the team that they think they are.
Well, Italy preparing for the European Championship, U.S. preparing for World Cup qualifying, and U.S. will be men will be in action right around Memorial Day. They'll have a series of matches, including the big one coming up against Canada up at BMO Field. And hopefully, work notwithstanding, I will be able to go to that match. Hopefully, Joe, you're going to come with me, and we're going to see the U.S. I haven't seen the U.S. men play in a very long time, and this is the closest they've ever played to Rochester. So, this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Rochester area, this is your chance to see our men's national team in action in Toronto. It's just a three-hour drive. They're playing Canada. It should be a great atmosphere at BMO Field. So we'll see what happens with that. But, Joe, before I let you, a couple more things I want to mention. Besides the U.S., there was a huge match in Miami on Wednesday. Mexico hosting Colombia at Sun Life Stadium, and Colombia ended up winning that match 2-0. So how was were you in Miami at that time, and were you able to see
I was not able to go to the game because I had other commitment that I made, and I couldn't go to the game, and I'm really regretful that I didn't. But they had 30,000 people there. And, it's unbelievable. I mean, soccer is really, even though, the local team over here maybe doesn't draw that well yet, but, there is the Spanish community really responded very well for their game.
Yes, it is. And Colombia had some good support in that match, too.
Definitely. There's a lot of people over here. But, the Lancers, before I close, I just want to wish the Lancers a lot of luck, in the playoffs game. And my understanding is that the Rhinos will open March 15th, the preseason camp. So there's a lot of things happening in Rochester.
Right. One more thing we want to mention before we let you go, Joe. Speaking of happenings in Rochester, we want to send big congratulations out to our good friend and the guy who helps us out so much on the show, Eric Trendle. He had his first child over the weekend, so does work for the Lancers, for the Rhinos, and for the Flash. And he's done it for a long, long time, and he's top-notch, as we say on our show. So, Eric and your family, congratulations.
Exactly. From now on, when we see him, we're going to say, how's the baby doing?
That's right. Okay, exactly. Joe, we'll talk to you again next week. We'll be broadcasting from the Blue Cross Arena, so it should be very exciting.
Thank you so much, and good luck.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from Florida. When we come back, we will go north of the border to Toronto and speak with Dick Howard, and we'll talk about the, of course, big match coming up Wednesday night, Toronto FC and the LA Galaxy. Also talk about the opening of the MLS season this weekend and the firing of Chelsea manager Andre Villas-Boas. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, LA, Pittsburgh United.
Top notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score! Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are playoff bound. The Lancers will host the Baltimore Blast on Monday, March 12th at the Blue Cross Arena in the second match of the MISL Eastern Division Finals. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets for this all-important contest through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers at the Blue Cross Arena in their quest for the MISL title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Saved by
zero. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh in Northfield Common. Number to call is 248-2650. Get your U.S. soccer gear. Get you prepared for the big match against Canada coming up on June 3rd. And, of course, your Lancers gear for this month, next Monday's match, playoff match against the Baltimore Blast. Go see Tony and Michelle. Tell them you heard about it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Good, Andrew. Looking forward to the big event.
Yeah, unfortunately, as I wrote to you, something's come up on my end. I won't be able to make it, but I'll certainly be hopefully watching or maybe listening via the internet. But they've already, from what I read, the match is a complete sellout except for the suite level.
Yes, I think you'll have close to 46,000 at the game. There's some areas that are not being used in seating, but it'll still occupy the bulk of the Rogers Center, as we call it now, the old Sky Dome, as many people remember it by. And the roof will be closed. Very cold day today, so it's just as well that the game is being played indoors.
It's supposed to be around 60 degrees on Wednesday, so very interesting. But they didn't know what the weather was going to be like, but I think this is a great thing for Toronto. It's a great thing for MLS and for CONCACAF to have a huge crowd like this, and the atmosphere is going to be incredible. And Toronto, obviously, is going to have the bulk of the support. But, Dick, what have you been hearing from the Toronto camp? How are they getting ready for this match, and what's the outlook from their perspective?
Well, they had a closed training session today, sort of a tactical session, as Coach Adam Vinter alluded to in a recent interview. So tomorrow morning they have an open practice, as do LA, and they'll be getting accustomed to the surface because, of course, they're not used to playing on this artificial surface with both teams playing with natural grass stadia. And that will be something that I think could be a factor in the game because I don't think any players prefer playing on this kind of surface, but they'll just have one training session for LA and two for Toronto just to get used to it. But the Toronto team, looking forward to it. There's no injuries. Of course, Linda Guzman is out under suspension. Eric Avilar is cup-tied. But they're looking forward to hopefully the start of what will be an improved season from last year. And certainly it was a lot of disappointment, and it's a great opportunity. But when you're playing against a team like LA Galaxy, that's not an easy task.
It's the Canadian champions against the champions of the United States. I mean, it's a dream matchup, and I know that the first leg is Wednesday, then the next leg is the following Wednesday at the Home Depot Center. And one of the things I read, Sam, is the last four matches between these teams have all ended in ties. So Toronto certainly has the capability to hang with Los Angeles in this match.
And somebody's got to become dominant in these games, because the winner of this matchup between LA and Toronto plays the winner of Seattle and Santos, which is the same bracket in the quarterfinal group. And we know that Santos right now seems to be the stronger, if not the higher scoring of the team. So LA and Toronto need to be scoring some goals. One of the teams needs to get in a good groove where they can put up a good fight against Santos. But I don't want to discredit Seattle out of it. I want to say Santos is going. But better put money down. I'm guessing Santos is going to go through past Seattle. I just want either LA or Toronto to represent MLS.
Santos Laguna brings back a memories. February 25th, 2009, I traveled through to Montreal and saw a fabulous game, quarterfinal game. At that time, Montreal Impact were in the USL, and 55,570 plus myself were in attendance. And it was a fabulous game, great atmosphere, and in that game, Montreal won 2-0. They went ahead 2-0 in Mexico and lost 5-2, so they lost 5-4 in aggregate. But it was a marvelous game in the Big O, and I'm looking for a similar kind of atmosphere at the game on Wednesday night.
Well, certainly Toronto and Seattle are going to have huge home field advantages. The Quest Field is going to be mobbed, I'm sure, for this match. The Seattle fans will come out in force. But, Dick, you mentioned about Montreal, and there was a story that came out today regarding the Impact. Of course, the Impact will start their first season at MLS this Saturday in Vancouver against the Whitecaps. But
correct,
next Saturday is the home opener at the Olympic Stadium, and there was an issue there with the stadium today. So tell us about that.
Well, I haven't got to the root of it. It's something that has just come to the forefront, and I haven't got a grasp on that. I just saw a flash release, and they had a press conference with regards to it, but no further news on that.
There was a piece of concrete, I guess, that was relatively heavy, fell from the Olympic Stadium. So, but
well, they've had problems with the roof. There was some damage to the roof with snow on the top of the roof and it coming through. So they've had their concerns in that area, and it seemed to be remedied, but with this recent one, we haven't got the update on what actually happened.
Right. So Montreal hosts the Chicago Fire in their home opener, so they're expecting a huge crowd for that match. Go ahead, Sam.
Dick, I just want to switch over to the Champions League real quick. And I noticed that all Arsenal has to do on Tuesday is defeat Milan 5-0.
That's all, huh?
Well, you know, Van Persie's actually been in form recently. What do you think, Dick? Can they do it?
No, I think it'd be very difficult, with a team like Milan. And notwithstanding, of course, Arsenal in recent weeks has shown a lot of character, and especially that tremendous result at Anfield last weekend. But I think this is a little bit beyond them. I can't see an Italian team giving up five unanswered goals in that kind of situation. I think it could well end up all square, but Milan will definitely move on.
Well, Dick, let's go to the other huge news over the weekend, and we alluded to it at the beginning of the show, and that is the changing of the guard at Chelsea with Andre Villas-Boas getting the sack on Saturday after the Blues lost to West Brom 1-0. And Roberto Di Matteo, the former Chelsea player, and of course great star for Italy, is taking over on an interim basis. But first, what are your thoughts on the firing? I think it's sad, but
it was a matter of time, Andrew, wasn't it? Your loyalties are with Chelsea, but given that the results, the performances of the team, the problems that he seemed to be having in the dressing room with the senior players, things weren't right, and as I say, it was just a matter of time. But I feel sorry for him because he came in relatively inexperienced compared to some of the coaches who've been at Chelsea in recent years. And as I say, he just could not get things right from the get-go. And with their league results, especially the one losing 1-0, you know, West Brom, that was the icing on the cake, really. But I felt sorry for him because it is tough with Abramovich. You know, look at the coaches he's fired over the years. Interesting to see that the great one was seen in London over the weekend. So whether he will return to Chelsea, I don't know. But it was interesting that he was in London on business.
I think if Mourinho wins the Champions League, he'll leave the next day for Chelsea, just like he did with Inter. When Inter won the Champions League, remember he didn't he go straight from the game right to Real Madrid?
Basically, but I honestly, I wonder about bringing Mourinho back. Of course, when this first happened, the rumor was that Abramovich wants Pep Guardiola at Chelsea, and he's willing to pay any amount of money to get him there, which would make him the highest-paid manager in the history of football.
No, I would call. Yeah, I think Pep Guardiola is an astute individual, and I don't think he would leave Barcelona to go to Chelsea. I think with Chelsea, you're on a hiding to nothing. You know, you've had coaches in there, some of the best coaches in the world. You know, with Hiddink and Mourinho and Scolari and company, and they still are not good enough for this gentleman, you know, to satisfy his ego, and it's very, very difficult to go into that kind of environment.
So think if the money, if an exorbitant amount of money was put on the table, that Guardiola would not consider it?
I think that Guardiola, he's come through the Barcelona system as a player. He's more than continuing his coaching, and his success has been absolutely remarkable. And I can't see money attracting him to go to Chelsea. I don't know who will take over, to be quite honest, because Di Matteo is probably just a temporary.
Right.
You know, Dick, I agree with you about Guardiola. The only thing, though, that makes me hesitate is that Guardiola seems to only want to agree to one-year contracts as the coach of Barcelona. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure why that is. Do you have any insight into that?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because most coaches want a 3-year. Then if they get fired after one, they're going to get paid off for the other two. So it takes a lot of courage for a coach to just ask for a 1-year contract in many respects because, as I say, the average time that coaches are in charge is, you know, sort of, I think, 3 years or average.
I mean, does he do that?
You're hired to be fired, aren't you, really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's a personal thing or he asks for more money each year, or he just likes to keep his options open that he has.
I think it's a personal thing, and he's obviously got within that contract incentive bonus for, you know, winning cups and tournaments and trophies. And say it is unusual. Most managers try and get a 3-year, knowing that they could well go before the end of that contract is over.
Well, there's one other name that I wonder. There's a certain coach on the unemployment line right now by the name of Fabio Capello who might be an interesting possibility because he's certainly a good man manager, and that's something that Chelsea needs with all those star players. And that's where I think AVB was a little bit over his head trying to control the egos of the Torreses and the Drogbas and the Lampards.
You've got to be a psychologist, Andrew. And I know it happens in American sport, in basketball, where you've got these multimillionaires and a coach who's not getting paid that kind of money, and you've got to control all these egos. But it is very difficult, especially when they're from all over the world. You know, you're not dealing with one language in many cases. You've got, in the dressing room, three or four languages, native languages, being spoken. So it's very, very tough in this day and age, given, of course, what's happened at Manchester City and with Manchester United, you know, and it will be interesting to see all the developments. But everybody and his grandmother will be mentioned, I'm sure, before the end of the season.
I even heard Dick Howard might be a candidate.
No, I think that you know, it will be very interesting to see who comes into that kind of situation, given what's happened with all the previous coaches.
Well, it's going to be certainly a story we're going to be watching as the months go on. But Chelsea has got to get this the ship righted. They got to
You've had a tough
Napoli
time, Andrew. I empathize with you. You know, I'm glad I'm just with a middle of the table team like Everton that you know are squeezing out some good results at the moment, but are not expected to win the Premiership.
Well, it'd be a disaster if Chelsea did not make the Champions League, but we'll just have to see how things go. There's a couple other teams in London who are certainly going to have something to say about that.
And next week, the only thing Chelsea has to do is beat Napoli 3-0.
Well, if they win 2-0, they would go through because they have the away goal.
Oh, okay. Oh, they can do that.
That's right. Well, Dick, again,
and that's not beyond them. You know, if they get things right and Torres knows where the net is, then it could well happen.
You better get some radar. Dick, have a good great time with the match on Wednesday, and give us the report next Monday night, okay?
I look forward to it, and as I say, it'll be great because next Monday, lots of things happening, of course, with the Lancers game. All the best, guys.
That's right. Thanks,
Take care, Dick.
Okay, Sam.
Dick
bye.
Howard, you're... Bye-bye. Dick Howard from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We will go back to Toronto in just a moment and speak with the assistant coach of the MLS champion LA Galaxy, former Rochester Lancer, and Brighton native Dave Sarakin on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are playoff bound. The Lancers will host the Baltimore Blast on Monday, March 12th at the Blue Cross Arena in the second match of the MISL Eastern Division Finals. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets for this all-important contest through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers at the Blue Cross Arena in their quest for the MISL title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Sam Bon Jovi. Just waiting on Dave Sarakin. They're just checking into the hotel up in Toronto. I can imagine what hotel they're staying in. Probably the Four Seasons or someplace. Right through the Trump Tower. They got a new Trump International Tower there. It's like $1,100 a night.
One of the two for sure.
And just as we mentioned right now, about the hotel and checking in, I guess he has checked in, so we're very happy to be joined now by the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy and a former member of the Rochester Lancers and a native of Brighton, Dave Sarakin. And Dave's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes of Rochester. Number to call is 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com. Faber Homes, great homes, great price. Dave, thanks for joining us. How are you guys doing?
How you doing, fellas? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfect, Dave. It's Andrew and Sam Bon Jovi is Joe's nephew. Joe's in Florida right now for the next 3 months. So
very nice, very nice.
So how
was
the trip?
We just arrived here in Toronto, literally as we're speaking, pulling into our hotel, getting ready for the next couple days before we play on Wednesday.
So how is the team looking right now? I know you guys have had some up and downs in the preseason. There's been some couple of injuries, but I know this is a huge match for the Galaxy and for Toronto. The first match in a two-leg quarterfinal, and obviously it's going to be a huge crowd in Toronto to watch this match. What's going on on the Galaxy side?
Well, we did just conclude our preseason. We literally flew back from Arizona yesterday and got on a plane this morning. But, you know, the preseason is exactly what it says it is. It's a chance for the group to physically get themselves back at a good level. And then obviously from a team standpoint, just, combining and getting to know one another again. Even though we have returned quite a number of guys from last year's championship team, we still have a number of new faces, and with friendlies and certain things, we've had, Landon gone and Edson gone, Robbie Keane gone. So I'd say at this stage, we're getting close, and it's something that I think where we concluded here in Arizona with our Diamond Cup game with New England, I thought it was a good way to prepare for as we go forward.
A lot of youngsters played in that match against the Revs on the weekend, so I'm sure you guys
right.
are very happy with the result.
Well, yeah, again, results are really not the main thing when we're talking about preseason, but at the same time, when you're playing for something, which we were at that point, for the young guys, it was a great learning experience, but
I think our main group going into Wednesday's game, everybody's pretty much at full throttle and really excited about getting going.
How's Landon doing? You know, he's been sidelined with bronchitis and forced him to miss the last Everton match and the U.S. friendly against Italy. How's he doing?
He's doing better. He's doing better. He did have a bout of that, and, you know, it knocked him out a little bit. But the last, I'd say, 8-9 days has really been pretty good for Landon, getting his fitness and form back. And we're hoping that he'll be able to perform at a good level for us going forward this week and next week.
Now, one of the things I noticed with the Galaxy, and I just saw this today, is that you made a goalkeeper signing, somebody certainly very familiar to Rochester soccer fans, Bill Gaudette, formerly of the Columbus Crew, and, of course, the Puerto Rico Islanders, a team that he has had experience in the Champions League with Puerto Rico, and 38 years old, but certainly a veteran keeper and certainly a great addition to the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think Bill's kind of established himself as a guy with a lot of experience. And in fact, we really took notice of Bill when the Galaxy played in Puerto Rico. He had a phenomenal game against us, and I knew of Bill, obviously, with Columbus. And, you know, he brings a lot of experience, and having moved Donovan Ricketts, now Josh Saunders is really our number one. But bringing in a guy like Bill, if he's called upon, he'll fill in admirably. So we're pleased to have him.
Certainly, it's of course okay with somebody with that Champions League experience, and it's a different mentality, obviously, in this kind of match versus a regular season MLS match. You've got a lot more pressure, and it's going to be having that insurance policy there. Of course, you got guys like Robbie Keane and Bex who have played in the European Champions League, and
hello,
we're still here, Dave. You can still hear us?
Yes, yes. Could you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. No problem.
Okay.
We're just talking about this.
Yeah,
you got guys like Robbie Keane and David Beckham, obviously, who have a lot of experience playing in matches of this type. So that's going to be certainly a factor in Wednesday's contest.
Yeah, no, anytime you know, you have players with that kind of experience, it can really tip the scales for you. And it's going to be a hard game. You know, we're playing here in Toronto. It'll be a packed house on artificial surface, and by no means is this going to be an easy game for us, but and having said that, you know, we're pretty confident that if we play well, we can get the kind of result we hope to get.
Hey, Dave, I noticed this year that the MLS has reinstated the reserve league, the reserve team leagues for MLS. How do you feel that that's going to benefit the league?
You were asking me about the reserve league. I'm sorry, I missed.
The reserve league.
Well, this is the second year that the league's now been at full throttle, and it's very important for our young players especially. It can be used in a variety of ways. Each team kind of handles it differently, but clearly, from the standpoint of getting young players minutes, it's extremely valuable. And any players coming off of injury that needs a game here and there, it can be a help as well. So. It can only benefit the players. It's a little bit of a challenge for us personally with the Galaxy, with our scheduling, because we're in Champions League, finishing up this round and then entering it again in the summer for the next cycle. And with U.S. Open Cup, we're going to have more than 50 games this year. So that poses a little bit of an issue, but all in all, it's still a lot of positives out of it.
And one of the reasons I asked, too, is that this week there was a couple of big announcements, the first being that the NASL is officially sanctioned as a second division league, and also that the U.S. Soccer, the academy for young players, they're encouraging. It's going to be more year-round encouraging high school seniors to participate in the academy rather than play the fall season with their high school teams. I'm just wondering how all these things are going to fit together.
Well, it's a real work in progress, you know. There's a big transition, and you know, players will be faced with some decisions, and that's okay. There's something that can be offered now to young players that wasn't ever offered when I was growing up in Rochester, and others growing up with the game. So, the academy system may not be for everyone, but those that are involved will, you know, certainly benefit.
Dave, you may have some of the most unique experience regarding this match on Wednesday because you're probably one of the few people
there,
in
fellas?
MLS that has played in a dome.
Yes,
Dave, we're still here. We're still here.
Hello? Okay, it's hard to hear.
Okay, sorry about that. You're one of the few people in MLS who has actually been involved with an indoor match like this. When you played with the Lancers, you played against Seattle in the old King Dome. So this is going to be a first, I believe, for the Galaxy to play indoors. So how do you think that's going to affect things?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's you know, we were just over there for training, and it's really a kind of a different feel, you know, when you're under a roof and the place is so large that it was really kind of eerie because there were no people in there. But Wednesday it'll be crowded, and you know, it'll be a little different, no question. But you know, you still use the same ball, you got the same dimensions of the field, you got an artificial turf that we're used to. And I can tell you, we'd rather be indoors than out because it's 20 degrees here tonight. So, you know, I think the guys will be just fine.
Now, Toronto has played very well against the Galaxy. Last four matches have ended in ties. So, obviously, this first leg is going to be vital, whatever the result is. I know getting an away goal or getting a victory or at least getting some goals will be important as you guys go back to the Home Depot Center where you guys haven't lost a match since 2010. So obviously, this is a very interesting tie here between the two sides. It really could go any way. But what would be the ideal result, or what are you expecting for a result on Wednesday? Obviously, you want to win, but what do you think will be the most important thing the Galaxy could do going into the second leg in Los Angeles?
Well, the obvious answer is come away with a result here. You know, we never approach games like this or tournaments like this with the idea that we want to come away with a tie. But at the same time, we're experienced enough to know that you can't concede a lot of goals. And if we come away keeping a clean sheet, that's first and foremost. Whether we get goals or not, when we go back to Home Depot, if it's all level, you know, we'll feel good, pretty good about that. But at the same time, it's kind of like a halftime result. Whether we're up one, even, or down one, you know, we know there's a second game. So we just want to make sure we keep our shape, we make it hard on Toronto, we limit their chances, and, you know, obviously if we can get a result and a win here, that's the best scenario. But we know it's going to be a very challenging game, very difficult game.
Well, it's going to be a packed house. They've sold every ticket in the house. It's going to be over 45,000 people there. It's going to be a great atmosphere, something we need in North America, to see matches like this with the fans really into the match and the chanting and the singing. And I think you're going to be seeing that with this match. And I wish you guys the best of luck. It's going to be a great challenge. And I know that with the MLS season, you guys playing in Salt Lake at home against Salt Lake on Saturday, and a lot of turnaround there with travel. But I know you guys are going to go out and do the best you can and strive for that victory. So we'll see what happens. But, Dave, thank you so much, and good luck on Wednesday.
Okay, guys. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Sarakin, live from Toronto here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, the Galaxy and Toronto FC, Wednesday, 8 p.m. from the Rogers Center. And the match is available on television through the Internet, so you can check it out at CONCACAF.com if you want to check it out. We'll be right back here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll switch to indoors. Speaking of indoors, we'll go to the indoor soccer and speak with Rochester Lancers midfield general Jeremy Ortiz here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Father's daughters really make you feel all right. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be good.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Coosia Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Lancers are playoff bound. The Lancers will host the Baltimore Blast on Monday, March 12th at the Blue Cross Arena in the second match of the MISL Eastern Division Finals. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets for this all-important contest through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers at the Blue Cross Arena in their quest for the MISL title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Sam Bon Jovi. Don't forget, we have 4 tickets to give away for next Monday's Rochester Lancers MISL Eastern Division second match against the Baltimore Blast. So stay tuned. We'll have those that giveaway in just a little bit. Right now, speaking of the Lancers, let's bring in a gentleman who's certainly going to be a big part of the Lancers' offense next Monday and, of course, Saturday in the first leg down at the First Mariners Center in Baltimore. Jeremy Ortiz joined us. Jeremy, appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. 872-KICK is the number to call. If you buy season tickets for next season, you get free tickets to the match on Monday night as the Lancers host Baltimore 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, good. How's it going, guys?
Oh, we're getting excited about next Monday's match against Baltimore. It's going to be quite an atmosphere. And first thing I'd ask you, how are you feeling? Well, how was the injury? Have you recovered from it? Ready to go?
Right now, just trying to obviously get better. It's going a little bit slower. What happened was the doctor told me about 3 weeks. And the injury happened about, a week and a half ago. And the upcoming game coming up this Saturday with the Blast, it'll be about 2 weeks. So probably I'm not sure if I'll be able to feature in the first game, possibly the second game. But I'm trying real hard to, be back. Dave DiPasquale, our trainer, he's doing as much as he can to help me out when we're training. And, I'm just hoping that, hopefully I can, be a part of one of the games coming up. So I'm just, really crossing my fingers, that I'll be able to, sit up with the team and be out there with them.
Make sure you got a lot of magic spray, okay?
Yeah, I need that for sure. So.
How's Doug Miller doing?
Doug, he's good. He'll be able to play in the games. He was just playing in our game yesterday. We had a, a little scrimmage against some of the local standouts here in Rochester. Had a, a little scrimmage game. And just to make sure our team, keeps sharp and, just keep our focus as well. So, we're not sitting around too much. We're actually, doing, our training as much as we can and, making sure, we're, game fit for, the playoffs. So.
Baltimore has not lost to the Lancers this season. 4 victories out of 4, but the last matches have been extremely close. In Baltimore, it was 8-5 and 8-7. What do you guys think you need to do to get over the hump and get a victory over Baltimore in this series?
Well, the first thing, our coach, Billion Drake, has been preaching all year. Our communication's got to be better coming, from the back all the way up to the front. You know, just and our defense, you know, as a team, you know, has to be real tight. You know, just stay with our marks and, you know, keep them under 10 points. And we've done that the past two games, you know, so we're able to do that defensively. Just, you know, our offense, we've got to make sure we just, you know, finish our chances off. You know, we're probably going to get, you know, a good 25 to 30 shots. And, you know, if we can get, you know, our chances on goal more and then just get those opportunities, I'm sure we're able to, you know, capitalize.
So one thing I noticed in the statistics, the Lancers led the MISL in three-point goals this season. And Baltimore has given up a fair amount of three-point goals themselves. They've not given up very many two-point goals, but three-point goals for some reason they've allowed. So maybe that might be an important factor in the match, especially if the Lancers are down late and they have the three-point specialists like yourself and Maurizio and some of the other guys on the team. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think definitely. You know, the three-point goals help for sure. One of the other things though, definitely. You know, we're going to need a lot is our set pieces, too. If we can also, you know, capitalize on those, because, you know, every game, you know, we'll get at least like 2-3 set pieces, and they could count. That could be, you know, 4, 5, 6 points right there. So if we can capitalize more than Baltimore on that, that's also a key for us as well. We've been working on that a lot in practice, you know, with the way that our set pieces are, whether it's from the top of the arc, or the yellow line, or a corner kick. So it's definitely very crucial that we're able to get the set pieces in and get those points for us on the board.
Absolutely. From a mental standpoint, how is the team getting prepared mentally for the playoffs? I mean, obviously, they say defense wins championships, and Baltimore is one of the best defenses in the league. You guys have been very, very strong in defense in specific matches, especially against Baltimore lately. You've held them to get 8 points last couple games and 10 points the last time they played here. So what are you guys doing from a preparation standpoint on the mental side?
You know, when it comes to you know, like the mental preparation, you know, we pretty much in practice, you know, just try to keep it, you know, just very competitive. I mean, every day, every game of the season, we've been getting better. And every practice, all the guys are starting to understand the game, you know, obviously because we're an expansion team. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just soccer, you know. I mean, indoor, outdoor soccer, but it's still soccer at the end of the day. And, you know, we just try and, you know, stay positive. You know, we're just looking forward to the challenge. Everyone, you know, has been talking about it for the past 2 weeks. You know, we're pretty fired up, pretty antsy. We want to get out there. You know, in playoffs, anything can happen, you know. Like, that's, you know, that's the way how we think.
Certainly can, and obviously it's a two-game series. The second game, if the two teams split the games, then there'll be a mini-game on Monday in Rochester right after the second game. And how important do you think it is to get a victory in Baltimore, Jeremy?
It's pretty big. We're just trying to make sure that once we get to Baltimore that, you know, there's going to be a big crowd over there. And, you know, we can't be intimidated, you know, by that big crowd. I'm sure there's going to be 10, you know, 12,000 people. So when we get there, we just got to make sure we take care of business, you know, keep the, you know, score for them to 10 points and under. And, you know, just, you know, try and, you know, do what we do best and, you know, score our points when we can. And play a tight defensive game. That's all we can. That's all we can, you know, try and accomplish over in Baltimore. And I think we can definitely do it. You know, our confidence, I believe, is up after the past two games with Wichita, with the overtime victory. You know, the way that we won that game, and a lot of the guys, you know, are definitely up for the challenge. So when we get there, we just gotta make sure we start off on the right path and get to where we need to be, you know, once we come back to Rochester.
Well, Jeremy, we appreciate you being on the show. We're going to be there broadcasting live on next Monday night. Best of luck to the team on Saturday. We'll be watching on MISL Live, and we'll see you next Monday at the Blue Cross Arena for the second leg. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Jeremy Ortiz here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Jeremy and Donna Wastorp from the Rhinos who helped set up Jeremy's interview. And, of course, Dave Sarakin from Toronto, Dick Howard, and Joe Sirianni. And, Sam, it's going to be a great match. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's so very exciting.
Well, I also want to let you know right now, if you are caller number 3 at 346-3000, you will get a pack of four tickets for next Monday's playoff match, the Lancers and the Baltimore Blast, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. This has been Andrew Battisti and Sam Mongiovi with Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30, live from the Blue Cross Arena for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.